Psalm 24 is quite a long psalm. It's one of the so-called acrostic psalms, where each line begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. While being a memory aid for the original singers, it is also a means to deliver us to the punchline at the end. For us, a kind of A to Z into God's teaching. The punchline in verses 21 and 22 of the psalm is, in colloquial terms, "Lord, I'm relying on you. Don't disappoint me." For the first Sunday in Lent, year B, the lectionary selects only 6 from the 22 verses of the whole psalm. These selected verses make a confident prayer for instructions from God on how to fulfill the love pact or covenant that God makes for us. These verses make a great prayer for the way ahead in Lent. That prayer begins with an appeal from the singer on behalf of us all. "Lord, make me know your ways. Teach me your pathways, Lord." The next stanza is not addressed to God, so the singer may look out to the congregation as he or she reminds them of the psalmist's basic teaching. "The Lord is good and upright, guides those who have gone astray, guides the humble along the right path, and teaches the poor his way." All these words, your paths, your right path, pathways, all give us a roadmap for direction and prayer in the week ahead, trusting in God as our travelling companion. In our weekend liturgy, the psalm makes a bridge between the Genesis reading and the Gospel. Genesis 9 speaks out about God promising never to destroy the earth again. And Jesus in the Gospel asks his people to grab the present opportunities to repent and believe the good news. We pray with the psalmist, "Lord, make me know your ways." In trying to understand God's ways for us this Lent, we may be reminded of the saying of Maya Angelou, the United States civil rights leader. She says, "Do the best you can until you know better. And when you do know better, then do better. Lord, make me know your ways today and act accordingly right through this Lent.